The Rambam moves on from Mumar L'Devaracha and Mumar L'Avirachas to Mumar L'Chola Terakula. Mumar L'Chola Terakula is somebody who loses his status as a Jew in good standing. Based on Gemara Nechul and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the two Averos that would qualify as Mumar L'Chola Terakula would be Avodah Zara and Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesia. The Rambam paskins both in Avodas Kulchab and Beis and Shabbos Perek Lamed, respectively. At the end, it's Shkula Keneged Kol HaTerakula. It's for the Rambam, Oz Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'en B'nei Yisrael, and that's going to be significant. So you have like these two typologies of Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula. One of them is this theological renunciation of Avodah Zarah, and the other is the Shabbos renunciation. Shabbos is an Oz Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'en B'nei Yisrael. Of course, there's a theological component to that as well, which actually is Shitas Rashi, that Rashi highlights a little bit more, which is that it's Eidos B'Maisa Breishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So if you don't observe Shabbos, right, so you're in effect denying, you know, that aspect. It's a theological affront as well. The Rambam seems to emphasize again in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, it's the Os Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vein Bnei Yisrael, Nachri Shabbos Chayiv Misa, it's exclusive to Klal Yisrael. So it's the halachic institution that really is defining of Klal Yisrael in that respect. And Mumar L'Chol Shabbos Bifar Hesia, that's what we talked about yesterday in terms of Aveira Achas Vindis Parasim Ba, that you're, you know, not just a public, but a brazen and, inveterate Shabbos violator. So that constitutes Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula, not for theological reasons alone, but maybe primarily for national reasons. So that actually has a lot to do with the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid here. So the Rambam writes that Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula kikon achozun l'dati ovdei kochav b'shasha gozrin gzera v'yidabek b'hem, that's the critical word, v'yomer ma'betzli l'idavek v'yisrael shem shvelim v'nirdafim tov li she'dabek three lashonos of dveikos be'elu she'yadam t'kifa harezo Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula. So the Ravid says, I don't get it. If you're chozer l'das ha'akum, then you're a min. So the Kesef Mishnah says, okay, well, maybe it's, you know, a das ha'akum that it doesn't really accept Avodah Zarah, so a min is only somebody who's basically an Oved Avodah Zarah, or you're a min and a mumar, and so the Rambam is just choosing one term, and the Rav is choosing the other, or he doesn't really believe it anyway, and the only reason he's doing it is, as the Rambam says, you know, for expediency, because, you know, my batza, what am I going to gain from being a member of the Jewish people? You know, I can't own land, I can't belong to the Physicians Guild, or whatever it is, so, you know, that's the way the Kesef Mishnah approaches it. But obviously, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rav is much deeper machlokas in terms of which aspect of Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula are they focusing on? Like we said, there are two models. There's the Shabbos model, and there's the, you know, Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Ravid is totally keyed in on this, you know, Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula, you know, the theological aspect of it. He says, well, that will render you a min. And well, that's probably true. But, you know, there's a whole nother din to Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula that takes you out of, you know, Klal Yisrael, and that makes your din, your personal status as an Oved Kochavim Umazalos. You wouldn't count towards a minion, etc., Hashava Saveda, many other nafkamina, and that, of course, is the national component. It's what I like to call the Shabbos component, you know, Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael, Osi Li'olam. So to assault an institution like that, like Shabbos, makes you a Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula, it erodes and corrodes your personal status from the national perspective. It's actually very similar to Poresh, Midar Chayatzibor, which we'll get to in a little bit, which is, you know, one of the Rambam's most famous formulations. So in any event, here, right, it's the abandonment of Klal Yisrael, especially Bishas Gzera, which is a time of Yiharik Vel Yavor. The abandonment of Klal Yisrael is unforgivable, and it renders you, you know, Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula, completely outside of the realm of Klal Yisrael. Now, the flip side of this, of course, is that if somebody wants to join Klal Yisrael, you know, as we know, Gior is a two-track process. It's not enough to say, you know, Elokai Echelokai, but it's also Ameich Ami. There's a national component. And here, the language of the Rambam is so reminiscent of Gemara Nivamos that somebody comes, Ger Shabalis Gayer, and we tell him, don't you know, Yisrael is Dechufim, and Shvelin Hain, Vinir Dafim Hain, and he says, Yodani, you know, Ve'eni Chedai, so Mekablin Oso Miyad, that an intrinsic part of joining Klal Yisrael is accepting their national historical fate, you know, Ameich Ami, as we like to call it. And in that respect, you know, you have a perfect symmetry here between somebody who, in, you know, in a sense, opts out of Klal Yisrael, becomes a Mumar L'Chol HaTerakula under pressure, whatever his theological convictions are or are not, and somebody who joins up with Klal Yisrael.